The Moonlight Statue, The Hounds of Penhallow Hall, Book 1. Written by Holly Webb and read by Emily Wheaton. Polly looked around the flat, heartbreakingly bare and empty. How could all their life have been packed up into one small van? She had loved living in London so much, but now it felt as if London was forgetting them too easily. They were slipping out of the city, and no one had noticed. It would have been different if Dad was still with them, Polly thought. She peered out of the window at her mum, who was talking to the removal man, pointing at something on her phone. Probably the map, Polly guessed. The removal people had been a bit doubtful about how to reach Penhallow Hall. The roads all around it were tiny and twisted, Mum said, with tall hedges that leaned in, so nobody ever drove fast. It was one of the things she kept mentioning when she was trying to convince Polly that the move to Cornwall was a good idea. How quiet and peaceful it would be. Hardly any cars, just a tractor every so often, and even quite a few people riding horses. Polly reckoned Mum was exaggerating a bit, but she understood why. If they'd been living there last year, Dad would still be alive, wouldn't he? Lorries couldn't fit down those narrow little lanes, so he wouldn't have been knocked off his bike. She shook her head briskly, and the ends of her dark ponytail smacked her cheek. It made her eyes water. Or that was going to be her excuse if Mum saw her, anyway. She couldn't keep thinking about Dad. They were having a new start. From now on, it would just be Polly and Mum, and no one would know any different. No one would put on that fake sorry face to talk to her. No one would whisper when she walked down the corridor at school. Did you know her dad died? He got run over on his bike. They weren't being horrible, or they weren't meaning to be. But ever since January, what had happened to Dad had become the most interesting thing about Polly. The story had followed her all the way through the school year. Everyone seemed to know. School felt weird and fake because people were so nice and careful not to upset her. Nobody was allowed to argue with her anymore. Her friends seemed to be tiptoeing around her. Polly's best friend, Becca, paused every time she spoke to her, as though she was checking that she wasn't going to accidentally say something awful. It made it very hard to talk about anything, let alone the important stuff. Even the teachers were being eerily kind. It seemed ridiculous to complain that everyone was too nice, but that was how it felt to Polly. Still, it was the summer holidays now, and the school down in Penhallow Village went back later than London schools. She had 7 whole weeks where she didn't have to explain to anyone that she only had a mum. When she started the new school, she could just say that she didn't have a dad and no one would ask any questions. It would be fine. Everything was going to be fine. That was what she and Mum had been telling each other. Polly grabbed her jacket off the windowsill and banged the door behind her without looking back.